From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. accused Iran of supplying missiles to Yemen. The United States accused Iran Tuesday of supplying Houthi rebels in Yemen with a missile fired into Saudi Arabia in July and called on the UN to hold Tehran accountable. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has accused Iran of direct military aggression after a missile was fired from Yemen toward Riyadh on Saturday. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said it's too early to determine who was responsible.
That is the situation that we're continuing to assess right now. We don't have a full determination on who is responsible for that.
Iran has dismissed the allegation as contrary to reality. University of Denver International Affairs Professor Jonathan Edelman said a tough policy toward Iran is part of the Crown Prince's overall strategy.
With Mohammed bin Salman trying to revise the entire nature of Saudi Arabia, what would be the best possible way to unite the country under him? Have an enemy like Iran.
The Security Council is to meet today to discuss the humanitarian situation in Yemen, where the Saudi-led coalition closed access to the country's sea, land, and airports to cut off weapons shipments. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration announced it is implementing changes that will channel economic activities away from Cuba's security infrastructure and impose travel and business limitations on Americans who travel there. Americans planning to visit the island nation will have to travel with organized tour groups operated by U.S. companies. Travelers will also have to be accompanied by a representative of the sponsoring group. Mr. Trump first announced his Cuba policy on June the 16th, but the Treasury Department is exempting trips that were booked before then. This is VOA News. Well, Donald Trump arrived in Beijing on Wednesday, his first visit as U.S. president. Trade is top of the agenda, but so is North Korea. White House officials say the president intends to press China to push the North to abandon its nuclear program. President Trump, before leaving for China, spoke Wednesday to South Korean lawmakers and compared the success of the South with the prison state of North Korea.
The more successful South Korea becomes, the more decisively you discredit the dark fantasy at the heart of the Kim regime.
Mr. Trump told the National Assembly of the North with its nuclear and missile programs, Pyongyang must not try the patience of the U.S.
We will not permit America or our allies to be blackmailed or attacked.
The president earlier had to abandon a surprise visit to the demilitarized zone separating the Koreas due to bad weather. Well, the Kremlin said on Wednesday that President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will likely meet later on this week on the sidelines of an economic summit in Vietnam. Yuri Ushakov said the two leaders will be meeting between sessions at the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum that begins Friday in Da Nang, Vietnam. He also said Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin may hold a more extensive one-on-one meeting at some point, but no specific date has been set. Tension is growing over the status of Zimbabwe's First Lady after President Robert Mugabe praised her at a rally on Wednesday, indicating that she may be his pick to replace his recently fired vice president. VOA's Anita Powell has the story from Johannesburg.
At a rally in Harare, President Robert Mugabe praised his wife and went on the offensive against the vice president he fired earlier this week. He says we should uphold the root of the party. We despise those that abandon the party in the afternoon, and when it is evening, they go against the party. We despise that. It does not matter even if you were very close with the president. It does not matter if the president called you to the party and put you close to him and walked with you through the journey. As the president spoke, people held up banners showing support for First Lady Grace Mugabe. Already, state-controlled media, which is loyal to the longtime president, has reported that two provinces have already chosen to back Mrs. Mugabe to be the new vice president. The ruling ZANU-PF party will make the official decision at a party conference in mid-December. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
In a statement issued Wednesday from an undisclosed location, the now former vice president, Mnangagwa, said that he fled threats on his life. He's safe now, that he was loyal to Mugabe to a fault during his tenure. He says he will now work to restore the integrity of the ruling party without Mr. Mugabe. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.